Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, highlighting women in business in your community. I am Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, and I am so grateful to have you tuning in. You can participate in a couple of ways to be part of our show. You can call in and talk to a guest or myself at 646-595-3440, or simply go to www.blogtalkradio.com/withinsight. Register and be part of our chat. We're here every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern, so tune in and get to your excellence. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor. Super excited about the After the New Year's, as I like to say, New Beginnings year yesterday. Hope everyone is feeling well, had a very safe New Year's Eve, and made it through the transition without a scratch. I would like to share a little fun fact. My house did not make it out of the transition without a scratch. So funny, haha, I am looking at an entirely 22-foot front gutter on the front of my house, which I can't even move or lift because of the bricks of ice that are now imparted upon my gutter. So, you know, it's all fun when the tree fell in my house. I knew it. This was a total surprise. But if this is the, you know, shedding of the skin moment for 2013, I am all for it. You have to see the positive and negative consequences of all interactions, and things that are happening. So we've got a caller on the line. So before we get started, I just want to do a community shout-out. Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show is all about supporting and empowering the community. We highlight women in business. However, I don't discriminate. I want to hear from you. So right now, caller 354, first three numbers. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Dawn Combs.
Hi, Dawn. Tell us a little bit.
Hi.
Tell us why you called or about you. I mean, part of why I do this show is so if you are a person that has a message, a business, or you're trying to get inspired to monetize your passion, this is a place to share your desires because it will happen. So tell us about you.
Well, I met you at the Universal Light conference, I guess it is, here in Columbus, and you told me about this great show. I'm excited to hear more. I own Mockingbird Meadows out in Marysville, Ohio, and we're an herbal health farm. So we are pretty passionate about people becoming more back into the driver's seat of their health, and I think that that's going to come to the forefront this next year to become more empowered for yourself to take that power back.
Absolutely. And I was so grateful to meet you. Just so you folks know, it is very, let's say the word, occupying to run an organic empowering health farm. And I am looking for your rose bottle right now. Apparently my dog is obsessed with it. Oh, here it is. I not only was I just enamored with what you're doing, but at the same time, I was able to pick up one of your elixirs, which is a homeopathic remedy, which you can speak about, but infused with honey, which is a purely natural source of protein and antioxidants and healing. And one of my personal issues was dealing with self-love, which is a heart chakra issue for those of you that are listening. And I just kept taking drops and drops of your rose elixir, rose infused with the honey. And I had such an inspiring last couple of months since Universal Light Expo. I think it's like the second week of October. And all I have to say, folks, is please, 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 you know, listen to your inner being and follow the natural organics of nature. And Dawn, please tell us a little bit about how you create what you create, why honey, why these elixirs make a difference.
Well, I actually, it's so nice to hear responses from like yourself. And just yesterday, I got one of my favorite compliments after somebody experienced one of our products. She went home, and I have a honey that's called Honey Love, and it's our aphrodisiac blend, but it's also just love, love, love. It's rose petal, damiana, vanilla bean, and cinnamon infused. And she wrote to me and said, my goodness, did you just pour your whole heart and soul into this? Because I can feel it when I taste it. And that was so incredible to hear back from someone, because I do. We kind of, one of our taglines on the farm is that we, healing honey and herbs with healing intent. We do everything with healing intent. And that's part of the biodynamics of the farm. That's part of my herbalism. And it's part of our homesteading mentality out here, that everything has that intention put into it. It's what sets us apart. We raise bees and we raise the medicinal herbs, and I put them all together. And it's not just to make a product to put on a shelf. It really is to create something. As you mentioned, the honey itself is healing. And so we don't take away from that honey, but by adding the herbs into it, we're able to create healing compounds that go to a whole new level with the phytochemicals in them, as well as the intention. We believe you should eat your medicine rather than take it.
And I totally agree with that, because what people don't understand is, and when somebody says you are what you eat, and until you have that awakening of the purity of the nourishment, which, let's face it, it is not an easy sell. And like, even my parents and even me is like, I can't eat organic, it's too expensive. And a friend of mine who was helping with my awakening about almost seven, and he said, just listen to your intuition. And when you do that, you will get more of who you are meant to be. And I tasted an organic cherry tomato. And I felt that life force go into me, through me, and down. And I was like, and then it radiated. I guess that's a really good word. It went down my throat, hit my heart, radiated, kept going down my stomach. And tingled to my fingers, none of them, thinking back, and I felt the whole thing. And that was my first, like, oh. And I like to tell people the difference, and I don't think this is probably scientific at all, but it helps with the visual. If you're eating a leaf of spinach, and it's regular spinach compared to organic spinach, and there is one unit of nutrition in the regular spinach, there is 1,000 units of nutrition and that organic spinach.
Yeah.
And that is the difference. And
yeah, people
I
make
hope
that
brings
joke.
It home.
People make that joke. I think people don't take it seriously that you are what you eat, but it is very, very true. It's one of the foundational truths, and we just aren't paying attention to it in our culture. Most people are eating dead food. So what is that making you?
Oh, my God, I understand. There's this whole demographic and controversy about meat. And I just have to say, for myself personally, I listen to my body. And I, as a woman, we go through things once a month, right, or occasionally, whatever. And I've had a very interesting history with that. And I was craving red meat so bad, but the only thing I had in my refrigerator was peas and edamame and rice and pasta, and I'm like, and fish, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to kill somebody for some meat. Like, I wanted to spear something, you know, like, it was so Neanderthal. And in the moment, I was like, and, you know, yes, of course, fast food sucks, but in a pinch, I bought 3 cheeseburgers from Raleigh's and a fish sandwich. And this was on Monday, because I knew I was going to be snowed in for New Year's Eve, and I didn't want to go out, and I was like, I'm stocking up. And I had the best shedding of life force, and I needed to clear all that stuff out. And you cannot make red blood cells without red meat, folks. So a vegan, a vegetarian, it's not necessarily, and I'm not going to diss it in any way, but scientifically and biologically, I'm going British, sorry, I've watched too much TV, it does not produce red blood cells. So I was shocked at my body's reaction to all this. It's not even good meat. Usually I do good meat, but I just had to have it. And I feel so much better today for listening to that message.
Yeah, well, listening to our bodies is a crucial part of health, I believe. And I think there are so many different ways to eat and be healthy. Listening to what is right for you is key. I do think we can eat meat, and we can eat it in a responsible way. I know that there are many people, I respect that there are many people that feel differently, but I do strongly believe that we need it. But we cannot eat it when it is an animal that was never allowed to fully be itself, when it was never respected, when it was never treated.
I totally agree with that. And I just have to interject real quick. I was out with a person, and he said, "Oh, well, how can you? Don't you feel guilty when you eat meat?" And I looked at him straight in the face, and this came spontaneously out of spirit. I was like, "I didn't kill it. I didn't hurt it. I didn't do to it what is done. And I don't need to hold that guilt for my choice to need meat today. I can choose my meat responsibly, and I can choose not to support those environments. But if my body says meat, I have to have meat, and I'm not going to retain that guilt." There's enough guilt in this reality that you are going to bog yourself down. And this poor man is so weighted down and all the guilt, yeah, all the choices, all the observations. And I was like, I can't hang out with you. You have not yet learned to be yourself, free of the ego, fear, and guilt. And that's okay. I can't participate. I didn't kill it. Now, if I killed it, I would take care of it, you know?
Placing that kind of, guilt around our food is just not, it's not healthy. I have a completely different perspective on what goes into my mouth because I interact with the plants on my farm just as much as I interact with the animals. So I respect all of their life forces. And the argument that I hear a lot, I hear a lot in vegetarianism and veganism that you can't kill another living thing to eat. We all consume life force in order to live. The plant, if you've communicated with a plant, then you can no longer have this idea that only animals have that in them.
My friend, my very good friend Aster, is a curandero, which is an Amazon plant medicine man. And he taught me, because of his experience living in the Amazon for months at a time, that everything has a life force, and you intake mm-hmm. and understand that personality. And I so embrace that. And before we go any further, I want to bring Dr. Margaret Van Koops on the line, because she has a completely different perspective, I am sure, of the upbringing of plants, medicines, farms, and all of that, Jess, because of where she comes from. Margaret, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I've been listening to both talking, so I was wondering if I was supposed to interject or what. Hello.
Well, I had you on hold just because I wanted Dawn, because, like I said, it's we're in Columbus, Ohio, for everybody mm-hmm. listening, and mm-hmm. one of my favorite things is to be able to connect universally through the Internet, and I met Dawn at the Universal Light Expo, which is one of the biggest metaphysical shows we have locally in Columbus, Ohio. Or in the state of Ohio, actually, and what she is doing is magic. And you can just feel the divine feminine that is pulsating through her farm, her beliefs, her systems. And Dawn, this is Margaret. I met Margaret at a Global Women's Summit conference, which, thank goddess, as my girlfriend likes to say, we connected, because there is such a purpose and following your heart and your path and your intuition to just flow with the directions you're supposed to go, even if you don't know why. And that's how Margaret and I met. And to learn that she is such a gifted, intuitive author, medium, empowerment speaker, teacher all over the world is really gratifying. So Margaret, you know, you come from a different place than us in Ohio or the United States. And I'd love to know how people perceive kind of what we're talking about, where you were born, where you came from as growing up, and then what your perception is of today.
Well, that's a big loaded question.
Sorry. I know it's a big one.
Yeah, you can probably hear I'm British, but I've lived in America for 30-odd years, so I've become Americanized. I've been teaching in Europe and Japan and Mexico and, you know, all over the place, as you said. The one thing that I found throughout my life, and that's 70 years of it, is that most people start off in fear and doubt, no matter who they are, because as children, while we're in the womb, we're learning about whatever our mother and family are doing in a subliminal level. So by the time we pop out, we're quite wise, actually. And then we get exposed to the world as it is given to us from our point of view, often psychically, inspirationally, dramatically, in some way, coming up with an idea, okay, this is me and this is how I relate to everything and everyone and what everybody's telling me, and I believe them, until we suddenly get to be about seven and we start to say, well, wait a minute, that doesn't fit with me, or those people don't seem to be saying the same thing as other people. And so by the time we're eight, we're really very confused. That's my opinion. And it doesn't matter which culture I've been in, I've seen this confusion in the children over and over again. And the most important part of that confusion is they're told, you're in this religion, you're in this culture, and you are not supposed to talk to angels or guides or anything psychic. And so the children have this conflict between their intuition, their instinct, versus the world and the way they're supposed to be. How's that?
They're trying to unlearn the magic.
Yeah. So, you know, I've written lots of books and taught a lot of things and worked with interpreters in different languages, and that's very interesting. Just to say, for example, even in English language, in my own language in England, it was very descriptive. I'm going out now. I'm going to a shop called, and I will do this at the shop. Whereas here in this country, it's like I'm going to the store and I'll buy something. I'll be back in 5 minutes. And so the hardest thing for me coming from one English language to another was hearing words and the intonations and the tones and the resonation of those tones hit me differently. And even today, married to an American, there are times when I'll say something and he'll look at me as though I'm insane because the tone's different. And I'm very concerned right now with the transition of the planets and the way the world is going, because we're getting a lot of misunderstanding going on. And as much as we think about, you know, what we want to do in a positive way, we'll dive up, you know, I'm going to share this and that. Start talking and someone's taking the tone and the sound of whatever you're saying and totally misinterpreting it. And coming up with their point of view, obviously, in a different dynamic. So we're having a lot of arguments, a lot of wars, a lot of discourse, even in families all over the world right now. And it's unfortunately not really going to shift completely until we get into about 2 years from now. So we're going to be learning through ups and downs just how important our point of view is and how adaptable are we. And unfortunately right now,
Margaret,
it looks... Yeah.
Oh, keep going. I'm so sorry. I didn't want to interrupt, but we have a couple of questions coming through on the line that
okay.
I wanted to address. So
mm-hmm.
please finish your thoughts and say what people need to hear. And then we just have some simple questions. So I think you're going to get a yes,
yeah.
no quickie out of this one. So.
Yeah, that'd be fine. I was just going to say that I don't have any judgment calls on what people should or shouldn't think or what they should or shouldn't eat or where they should or shouldn't go. I think it's very much about listening. People have to learn to listen and really sense what those words are meaning coming from the person they're talking to. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of misunderstandings.
Well, I think that kind of falls in line with one of, well, I'm not going to say one of my awakening was when my friend Arlie said, he opened my refrigerator and he looked at me and he said, you have to listen to your body. He's like, when you listen to your body and your intuition and all things, everything falls in line. And I just learned, like, I don't quantify breakfast, lunch, or dinner. I say, what do I need now? It says edamame, it says salmon, it says meat, it says cheeseburger, it says McDonald's, it says rallies, it says whatever. And I just flow with that, and I don't judge myself. And I think if I impart that wisdom on other aspects of my life, I have lost so much of my internal self-judgment. And I have a beautiful support system that shows me not to self-judge myself so I don't self-judge them. Because it's all projection. And I appreciate that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say there's a key word there that you mentioned, wisdom. And a lot of people tend to say, well, I'm following my heart. But the bottom line is our heart's a muscle. The brain is the part of self that has the inner knowing, the insight and inspiration, which is transferred into conscious emotion as I feel. And I have to often remind people, because they go the other way, they think I have to feel first and then think. But really, the brain is how we sort stuff out. It's very interesting. I've been studying it for years. So you have some questions you were saying? Hello? Hello, I lost you.
Sorry.
Hello?
I had you on mute because I'm looking at my text messages. Some people can't call in, so I opened up for the first time ever the opportunity today only to text message me your questions. So
apologize for that because I am super multitasking today, computer plus cell plus overheating computer cell, fan and dogs, which are luckily asleep and passed out. Thank you, goddess. So Amy has a question for 2013. And Dawn, you're still with us, correct?
Yeah, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Good. Please say the name of your farm again because I'm trying to Google and post it on the website.
It's Mockingbird Meadows.
Thank you. I had Meadows and I forgot the
Mockingbirdmeadows.com.
So we're going to put that on Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show fan page on Facebook. Please, folks, like, I don't know if you're listening if you don't tell me. I get like 700 downloads a week right now. It's amazing. It's incredible. I'm not sure where you're coming from. I'm not sure why you're listening. I'm not sure why you're tapping in because you are not connecting to us on Facebook. I have yet to build the website, but that's okay because you can connect with us on our fan page and let us know why and what you're looking for. So Amy's question in 2013 is, will her and her husband have a baby?
Is that you're addressing me?
I'm addressing you, and then I want Dawn to chime in if she needs to. I already know the answer for her. So, I mean, for me, like I said, it was pretty easy peasy. So what is your intuitive quickie?
So the question is, will she get pregnant or will she deliver a baby? You have to be very precise about words.
The text message says, will me and my husband have a baby? So to me, that means deliver. They are going to produce in 2013.
Again, I'm not, you see, when I hear that question, I'm not hearing a yes. I'm hearing a confusion. And if I was talking directly to that person, I would say that there needs to be less awareness of when and how and why and what's going to happen, and more into how do we get closer in unity to enjoy one another. I think a baby doesn't fix a situation. I'm not going to be too detailed there. But I hope the person listening will understand that the harmony of man and woman must be unique, and a lot of people don't realize that. A third person, being the spirit of a child, has to be in harmony with the mother and father. So it's a trinity. It's the unity of three people that has to occur here.
Well, and Margaret, I super appreciate your perception, because you have been doing this for a very long time. I can't remember if you shared that with our audience, but you have a book specifically about this. And so my first intuitive blush for them, my answer was, abso-frickin-lutely, you're going to have a baby. You're going to have a baby. But what I'm hearing you say on the undercurrent is that child going to be completely welcome in that moment? Like, it's okay to want it. It's okay to manifest it. But is it the right timing to have it? And I think the energy is shifting for 2013, where more of our decisions are going to be more decisive, more articulate, and more coherent. And that is the consciousness you are bringing to me from listening to your statements. So share with our audience the book that you've because I just totally remembered as you say this. What was the book that you created for mothers to understand that concept?
Well, I have two books actually around having babies. One is about the pro-life, pro-choice, pro-spirit consciousness, which explains why and when and how a baby is going to come along, because there is that unity. And then we have the other book, Discover Your Baby's Spirit, which is about once you've got the child, then you're going to find out whether you have a hero star, indigo crystal or liquid crystal child, and how to bring them up. Lots of pointers in being able to tell which kind of child you have. And of course, while you're looking at that, you're also going to be saying, oh, that fits me, so I know what kind of child I am. So the combination of the two really gives you an awareness about the value of wanting to be pregnant, having a child, and bringing up baby. So Discover Your Baby Spirit even goes into before you ever even get pregnant. And the other one is more about the ideas of judgment. And the bottom line is, it's already decided eons of time ago, if you want, or yesterday, in terms of the oneness, because the oneness has no time. So if a promise has been made for a baby to be born, it will come at the right time, which could seem physically the wrong time, but it is always right. So, you know, I attune not just in general to a question, but rather also to the person, and I felt there was much more going on than is discussed here. So we'll leave it like that for now.
And my perspective would come from being somebody who did desperately want to have a child. I had an infertility diagnosis, and part of that infertility diagnosis was because I was not listening to myself. And I suppose you could, my children, if you look at them as going to happen no matter what, that we were fated to be together, they were helping me to change in advance of their arrival long before they got here, because I had to listen to my inner voice. I had to do the work to rebalance my body and to step away from the lifestyle that was no longer conducive for fertility in order for them to be able to be here. And so there are, I think there are many people that who are desiring to have children, and I see them all the time in my herbal practice. They kind of want an easy fix, and if you are going to shepherd a new spirit in this world, the changes that you need to make often in order to bring them into being are deeper than just a quick fix. They are bigger. We all need to make bigger changes so that the next generation has a better place to be.
Mm. There's a great deal I agree with you there. I'll just tell you a little story. My own, one of my sons, he was beaten almost to death, literally, around the head. And his wife was in the third trimester of their third child. And the only way I could keep him here was to tie his spirit to the spirit of the unborn child in order to keep him here. And through the process of that, eventually he recovered, but he was more like a teenager instead of a 35-year-old man. And as a result of that child and the interactions and the things that we went through and the different therapies that we did, I'm happy to say today he's a father of six. And that particular child that we bonded with, we had to undo the bond in order for them to create an earthly bond. So there's a lot more than people realize about having a baby and what a spirit-to-spirit can do versus a heart-to-heart or a mind-to-mind or a soul-to-soul. It's a big subject. And there are a lot of women who've chosen to be mothers and housewives and business women and whatever, and doing a pretty good damn job at it, quite honestly, excuse my language. But there's a shift in our consciousness. There's a shift in the world's consciousness. Everybody's using that word. And so the spirits that are coming in are much more advanced than my generation. I mean, I was running around in socks till I was 15, and here's my grandchildren with lipstick and stockings and tiny bras and what have you at 10. So there's a difference, a different world, you know. So we have to go with the flow of that, I think, and not worry too much about what's happening. Did you have another question, Heather?
Yes, actually, we do have another caller. And like I said, this is the first time we've put out the text messaging feature. And people are answering on Facebook, which is really fabulous. But you can live call in if you're capable of listening to our show at 646-595-3440. And what a well-rounded, holistic approach to, I'm going to use the word co-creating life force in this millennium, this lifetime. Margaret, you know this. Dawn, you know this. I shared this. I struggle with this, you know, I'm not going to cry. I struggle with this perception that there's a part of me that is lesser or weaker because I have not yet had a baby. And thank you, Margaret, for your reading, which we're going to do a commercial for you, because I am not kidding you when I say this. Because I listened to your 1 hour recorded reading for me on my questions, much of my insecurity, much of my unanswered questions and I would say insecurities have been answered and fulfilled and gotten over. And I still have questions like, really? I didn't know that. But I'm allowed to accept that in the moment, and I'm okay with that. And today is today, and moments are changing. And with herbal remedies and choices and perceptions, there are no guarantees in life. Everything has shifted. 2012 was the best integration of heart consciousness that I've ever felt. 12/21 was just a click after that. And now we're in the new year. So anything you choose to ask for, you can completely have. Am I right? So, Margaret, tell people how they can connect with you.
Oh, okay. I'm so used to not promoting myself. First of all, can I tell you about my own radio show? I just found out there were 7,000 people downloaded the last show. It's a podcast, but you can get me. It's called Journey into an Unknown World. Because I really believe that we, day by day, journey into something unknown. And so I do anything from the paranormal to the normal. It's called Journey into an Unknown World, and it's on webtalkradio.net. And I do Twitter it out and tweet it out. And if people want to get in touch with me for a reading, they can go to www.sumaricenter. That's S for sugar, S-U-M for mother, A-R-I, S for sugar, center, American spelling, .com. How's that?
I love the American spelling. Absolutely, folks. This is fabulous. We have a 502 caller, so I'm going to bring them on the line, and let me just bring them in. And then the cool thing is, folks, today we are having the 2012 predictions. My show, Thank Goddess, has been extended for an extra half hour. So we've got almost an hour, 54 minutes left of this show. So you can text, call in, get your answers met. I'm working diligently to multitask my cell phone. I'm on the cell phone, do this show, do the blog talk, find us on Facebook. We are at entrepreneurialexcellenceradioshow.com. We're going to get this caller, then we're going to take a break. So we're going to grab some water and super chill a minute, 30 seconds anyway, and do a shout-out for one of my newest projects, which is in Columbus, Ohio, International Women's Day on March 8th. So, caller, your area code is 502. What's your name?
It's Thomas Mooneagle.
Thomas, oh my goddess. Okay, so I appreciate you. That's super excited. You know why. Okay, so Margaret and Dawn are on the phone. Thomas is my beautiful shaman, and Margaret is my beautiful psychic medium from London and Havishaw. And then Dawn has a beautiful organic farm super close to us. So what would you like to share with the viewers and listeners today?
About the shifts, about I just got on.
I don't know. I think for you, I think I would like to give you the gift of the moment. I'm gonna take a control factor here. I would love for you to ask for you and just, you know, be a little moment selfish. What do you want insight into, or what do you already know that you know about you that you should share? And I got to mute because the dog's going up. Go.
What do I know about me that I'd like to share? In the past year, I'm sure everybody had a very interesting year. I know I did. I started a transformation service and took that through, and you know, I knew it would change some, and I had just no idea to the level, you know, until I started. And, you know, I was offering the service for others, and I knew I would change some, but I had no idea that I would change as much just offering the service for people as others. And the beautiful gift that I received this year was that I don't have to be perfect. I don't have to be fearless. I don't have to be any better than I am to be of great service to people and to help them. And that's good, because I think all of us feel like, well, if I were just better, I could do this, or I could be, you know, this, or I could have this if I were just better. If I were just a better person, if I was more kind, if I was thinner, if I was, you know, stronger, you know, if I was younger, I could do this. And for me, that's just been a good lesson, that you don't have to be anything more than what you are. And that whatever you are, you know, there a higher calling will make use of you as you are. And
Thomas,
so
that is so absolutely beautiful. No, really. You have done for me what Margaret did for me. You integrated me with a Manunaki, and I feel compelled to just plant a little seed for you. And I want you to step out of your teacher mode for a millisecond, get into the Thomas, that is the ego human, oh my God, we're going to call it 3D, 4D dimension, and you ask her a question. This is a gift. Margaret is way beyond all of our travels. She has walked this walk for so many years. She is so gifted. I am so honored to be in her presence and have her on the show. But I would love for you to have a moment to give back to yourself with her. So there's no selfishness in asking for what we need. Whatever flies in your mind, whatever aspect, anything, just go for it and ask her, or Margaret, jump in and give them a give do. So go. Thank you.
I would say what I would like to know, because this has always seems to be the case with a lot of healers that I've worked with, is, you know, how do I create for myself the wonderful shifts that I have done for others? And I have started that, and it's sort of where to now?
Okay. Well, the first thing that you're probably not going to let me say this, but the first thing you have to realize is you don't want to be a martyr. And I look back through your life, and I can see there have been many, many times when you've gone without. So this is a time now to take, and that might seem foreign to you because I know you don't want to take, but if you don't take, you won't get. So, you know, as the Christian faith says, seek and you shall find, knock and it will be opened unto you, ask and you shall receive. Not necessarily in that order. You can do it any which way. But when you do, expect to get. Because what I see with you in the past is hoping to get. And there's a very big difference in that. And ultimately, if you expect to get, then you will manifest what it is that you want. The next thing I'm seeing very clearly is you need to make some physical outward notes, lists, things that your brain can see with your eyes, because a lot of it goes around and around in your head, and so it gets lost, and you don't stay totally focused. So simplify, focus, ask, bang on doors, expect to get, and get involved with other people. Does that make clear? Does that help?
Yes.
Good. And then the last thing I just want to say about it all is now we're finally coming out of, look at me, I'm this, I do this, to, hey, I need to work with other people. In other words, integration. Just flipping back in my life, I remember when I was a young medium, 22, and I went to a church service, and this medium, who is then my age now, was saying how we need young blood in the spiritualist churches and so on. So all excitedly, I trotted up and went, hey, I'm psychic and I'd love to get involved with the church. And she looked at me and said, you're too young. And I said, well, you know, I can do these things. I'd like to get involved. And she said, well, you know, you have to belong to this church and you have to study and do this. So I was highly upset and disappointed, and over the years, wherever I went, it was always that you have to do it my way, or it's not going to be done. Well, we're finally coming around to realizing, hey, my way has made my ship sink. You know, I need to get together with other people and build a bigger boat, and we can all get on it, and we can all have some fun, and we can all do what we need to do together, because we can integrate instead of compete. And I've been waiting for this year for a long time, because I want to see people start sharing. It's like, where's my team? I want my team. I want to be a part of a group, which is why Heather's doing the women's, you know, day and so on. We do need to integrate. We have to share. We're a band of people who together can make something happen. So you need to be on that team, as it were. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'll be quiet.
No, you know what, I text Thomas and I said, Thomas, I want to see how you and Margaret mesh, because you are two of my fabulous favorite people, and Thomas integrated me to the Minuaki, which changed my life. You have integrated me to my new understanding of myself, which has changed my life, and that's co-creation. And so to have you guys connect together, and that's, Thomas, why I forced you to ask a question for yourself. I love you, and you give to everybody, and it's your time. And we have a new caller coming online, but before the caller, we have a text question from Kristen from Columbus, Ohio, who is in the middle of her shift at work, and she would like to know if you can tap into the energy, Dawn, I feel you're going to tap into her as well. So I'm going to dip in and promise I'm going to keep you on the line for a millisecond. Her name is Kristen. Kristen, she's a dental hygienist. And her question is, what do I have to do in order to take the next step in my purpose?
That's a question for Dawn or for me.
In her service? I'm not sure I heard that.
I think she said in her purpose.
In her purpose.
Yeah. Well, what I think she's meaning is, quite honestly, right now I feel she's very frustrated, and she is dealing with people around her who aren't really conducive to the way she's feeling and thinking. So her next step is to go back to school, get away from the wrong people and start out with the right people. That's what I'm getting.
I reread her full question. How do I live up to my full potential? Which I think you have answered correctly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's doing things that she's a dental hygienist, which is a lot of school, and she's good at it. But, you know, I met her a few weeks ago, and I don't see that's her heart center. So I want her to find her heart center, and that's part of the growth process. And we do a lot of things we're not sure why. And we just, I mean, at least me anyway, I just, like, I'm going to say ping pong. They're like, go here, and I do it, and I'm like, oh, I learned something from that. Now, oh, go here, do something from that. And it always has a definitive understanding after the fact, but now it's purpose. So
you have to be willing to go the direction that you're led. You have to be open to it, because the ride will take you where you're meant to be.
The first thing she's got to do is face the fact that she's unhappy, and then give herself permission to go out and follow her heart, which is what she's seen. What we see is what stimulates us. You know, like if I'd never seen a flower in my life before, and I suddenly saw one, I would certainly want to go and ask Dawn all about that flower. Seek the teacher. That's what she needs to do, I think.
Well, I think part of it, too, for her is her love interest is another state. So she's probably asking underneath the surface, which I'm starting to feel in my lower chakras, the feeling like, is this where I go? Do I stay here? I'm not really fulfilling what I feel like I'm feeling. I'm not in the right space. I might need to go another direction. So can anybody give her some insight into that? Because I feel that's coming in.
Well, that's very interesting, because as soon as you stated what her question was, I had a question that popped into my mind. And the question was, whom do you love? And I think that's the question that she needs to ask herself honestly. And not to say that she doesn't love this person or doesn't love that person, but to really crystallize whom she loves, because I think that when the people that we love and we care about are excellent mirrors for us, and they show us things about ourselves, because we don't all love the same people. And, you know, you can often tell a lot by somebody just by whom they care about. So I think that's a very good question for them. Whom do you? And it's not just romantic. But
and
I think
that's because her romantic is in Kentucky, where you are, which I think is fun.
Oh.
Isn't that fun? See how that?
Yeah, that's
how that works.
I told you the universe will make use of you, whether you know it or not.
All right, so we have a new caller. Let's go to our caller. Hold on 1 millisecond. Okay, so you are 614-855, and what's your name, please?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hey, Kathy, so much for calling in. Any of our gifted intuitives, if at any point in time you must go, you have to do a thing, just do a shout-out. It's all an open forum. We still thank the goddess have 40 minutes, because luckily I extended our show a month ago. So this is perfect timing. I'm so grateful. So, Kathy, If you'd like to tell us a little bit about you, how you found Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, I'd so appreciate that.
Well, I heard about the show on Facebook, and my question is that I've been working on myself. I work on myself all the time. I'm very happy with my results and where I'm at. And I just want to know, is there something, because it's not showing up, is there something that I've missed in creating love and abundance for myself? Is there something that I've missed clearing in myself for that to show up?
Is that a question for me or someone else?
For you, Margaret, and anybody who wants to answer it, really.
Okay, well, the first thing as I was listening to your voice and your vibration is that it sounds very old-fashioned, but the word is forgiveness, because you tend to get angry with yourself if you don't hurry up and get something done. Am I right?
Yes, I have done that in the past.
Mm.
I think I'm okay with that now. I'm not in a rush as much as I used to be. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, but let me tell you something, okay? Having established that I'm right, now I want to say that your conscious mind is only 10% of your total awareness. Your subconscious is around 88%, and then the remainder is your deep subconscious. Well, your conscious mind says, I've worked that out, I've slowed down, I'm older, I'm tired or something. But the original perception of what you were doing when you were rushing around is still in your brain. It's like saying you've got word perfect and you're trying to use word eight. You know, they don't mix. So part of what you're missing that you need to work on is releasing that history. You know, meditate and say, I'm letting go of when I used to rush around and I got angry with myself and I didn't forgive myself from history. You know, to let your body twitch and let go. One of the things that I've created is pterogram therapy, which are geode slices in color that you can put on the chakras. And while you're saying I'm letting go, you're letting the chakras, which are vortices of energy that hold your five bodies together. And your five bodies are physical, etheric, spirit, higher mind, soul bodies. When you're allowing them to integrate and balance and you're letting go of where you've been in the past, you're freeing yourself up to receive more and to do more and to become more. And it's the old, you know, peeling the onion thing, layer upon layer upon layer. So, you know, I advise most of my students to try and do it at least once a month. And that's what I feel is a cause in your way, is the old issues, the old angers, the old hurry up and it didn't work or something, upsets, misery of those days is still in you. Does that make
sense?
Okay,
so yes, it does. And so I just need to meditate and just focus on letting go. Is that correct?
That is correct. And to help you, if you go to www.margaretrvc, which is my initials, Rogers Van Coops, RVC.com. There's a meditation I made for people with, you know, these kinds of issues where you can download it and listen to it, like I say, once a month, and you'll find it'll make a big difference. It'll help you let go.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
All I ask you to do is put your email in, because I don't want some machine, you know, pushing me morning, noon, and night. So please put your email in so I know you're real, okay?
Okay, I will.
That's all you have to do.
Kathy, thank you so much for calling in. We super appreciate you. And I just want to open the floor. We've got a couple other intuitives besides myself on the line. But I first want to ask you, Kathy, listening to the response of Margaret, how do you feel about that answer?
I feel that she's right. I was in denial at first. I resisted it at first, but it resonated with me. So it's in there. It's just so deep that I couldn't see it myself.
Thank you for
acknowledging
that.
Well, welcome to
that.
Being a human, FYI.
Yeah.
Can we all give a clap out? Can we clap? because you're human, and I want people to be on the show and understand we're real frickin' people. We came on this earth for a purpose. Why? To experience emotions. Much of what my life-fulfilling purpose is share this message. I got a couple, so I'm going to share a couple right now. First of all and foremost, we're alive because we choose to be alive, correct? If you don't want to be alive, you're not here anymore. And if you're not here anymore, you're on the other side. If you're on the other side, you're still having a grand old time. You're just doing something different. And so in this moment, in this lifetime, especially in the energies that are happening right now, with all the waves, the influxes, and the intuitions, and the inspirations, and all the, I'm going to say this word, it's not my words, it's other people's words, catalytic waves that are happening, we experience a lot. So if we didn't want to experience emotions, we wouldn't be here. So, Kathy, you came here for a purpose, and you are fulfilling that purpose by acknowledging where you're at in the moment, asking the questions you have questions about, feeling a little out of whack, a little unconnected, a little confused, unhappy, all of these things. These are your purpose. As a human being on an earthly planet, this is your purpose. I purposely have learned to experience my emotions in a way, shape, and form that defines my experience to a point. Once you understand that little hint of awakening, which you just got, everything's going to be different for you now. There's no way you're ever going to be who you are now, ever again.
I believe that too. Yes, okay. I believe that too. All you have to do is make that little shift.
You're done.
And the thing about purpose is, remember, is they change. We have cycles of evolution. So what purpose you're talking about, the conscious, the subconscious, or the deep subconscious purpose, and, you know, bottom line is the deep subconscious spiritual self, very selfish. It's all about me.
It is all about you. You know what I tell everybody? It's all about me, too. You're a human being on this freaking planet for a freaking reason. You have a purpose. It is all about you. We are so trying, and I say we, like all of us beings, to remember our beingness. Kathy, you are a sound being. I'm a sound being. I'm going to share some sound. I was told to tone on this freaking radio show. I think I'm going to blow some eardrums, so please, 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 please take the phone away from your ear in this moment, because this is a sound I'm supposed to share. For those of you who don't understand what I'm doing, sound is the key to the doorways that we're all trying to connect with or go through. There are multi-dimensions, multiple realities. I was given the gift of understanding that there's a purpose for me for making quote-unquote noise or sound, which inspires my dancerness so I can stomp and be as loud as I want. So I'm going to hit a really high frequency. So please, please, please take the phone away from your ear, because this is a sound that is going to set the intention of clearing away the gook layer, which is that layer between our physical self and our intuitive self, our energy being. There's a gook layer where all the stuck earthly stuff sticks to. So for those of you who are listening, and, you know, it's just going to be what it is because I got to do what I'm told to do right now. So please take the phone away from your ear. Well, my dog liked it, so I guess we're not killing anybody. So I appreciate y'all listening. I know that was dramatic, but I heard that so much earlier, and I totally forgot, and they hit me on the head again. They, meaning my friends, my spirit guides. So hopefully everybody's still with us in the studio. Yes, they are. Awesome. So we're going to take a break. I'm going to do a commercial for International Women's Day in Columbus, Ohio. Everybody mute your phone. I don't know if it mutes automatically, but it's just going to happen. And if you have to get some water, take a break. I have to let the dogs out. So we will be right back in 50 more minutes. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. I'm Heather El Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, with the most amazing people on the line who I can't even mention them all. I've got Dawn from Mockingbird Meadows. I have Dr. Margaret Van Koops. I have Thomas Mooneagle, and Kathy is hanging in for the championship. So we will be right back.
Hi, you are invited to celebrate International Women's Day, an amazing celebration held for the 102nd time around the world. In Columbus, Ohio, on March 8, 2013, join us. You don't have to be a woman to come down and celebrate. We've got an amazing runway show, vendors, entertainment, food from around the world, and an opportunity to give back to your community. Go ahead and visit the website at www.iwdcolumbus.webs.com or RSVP at www.iwdcolumbus.event.com. Come on down and join us for this amazing opportunity to celebrate women being women.
Thank you so much for tuning back in to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. This is our Wednesday 2-2, thank goodness, Boris, the 2-3:30 hour. We're going to work on the 4 p.m. when I reprogram that part of Blog Talk Radio. We are on the With Insights channel, and I just want to give a grateful shout-out to all of my other co-hosts. Of course, Iggy Garcia and Rosa Bell, which started this out on Monday nights at 6 p.m., same station with Insights Radio, 6 p.m. Eastern, and there's 2 hours of you just listening to some beautiful messages, getting some intuitive readings. We had so many callers on Monday. Everybody is asking the same question, relationship, relationship, relationship. So we will get to that later in the show, and I'd like to give a shout-out to Jenny Steak. She is an inspirational goddess. She does sacred bracelets, intuitive readings, Inner Voice Radio, Tuesdays at 8. And she is a qualified social worker who gets into the archetypes. So when you're questioning what persona, or like I like to say, sunglasses that you're wearing that you're looking through your reality on, which ego type, she's a good one to listen to. And then we have Mudtoe Sasquatch. He's a goofy K at every Saturday at midnight. And you can tap into him as well. So thank you, thank you, thank you to all of you. Because the first step to abundance is always gratitude. So I just want to take an opportunity to see who's still on the line. Let's start with caller 354. Dawn?
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, give a shout out for why you're here, because this is our commercial break. Go. What do you do? I mean, why should people connect with you?
I am a certified herbalist and beekeeper, and my husband and I, my family, my two children, own and operate Mockingbird Meadows Herbal Health Farm here in Central Ohio. We are providing herbal health solutions, infused honeys, medicinal honeys, and herbal health aids and body care, all of it aimed at helping people live their best lives from a natural herbal standpoint. We do medicinal CSA, we do classes, we do farm tours, we're United Plant Savers Botanical Sanctuary. We have farm dinners that are focused on whole food and whole plant education.
And you're
in
Marysville, like Columbus, Ohio-based, right? So we're really close to home. And then we have Thomas Mooneagle from, which part of Kentucky?
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville. And tell us a little bit about how people can reach you.
Well, I've got a website. It's www.thomasmooneagle.com, and that's got a link to my blog. It also has a link to my YouTube channel that has some sample shifting work, things like Manifest the Money Miracle and Manifest, with magical weight loss, different things like that. And I also have a Facebook fan page, believe it or not. So
I just like to reiterate that, Thomas, your YouTube channel is amazing. It is completely free. Donations are welcome.
Yep.
And for those of you that I'm a web person now. I never thought I would. That's a long story. But anyway, the ability to transcend energy and send frequencies and love through the web is magical. And when you go to YouTube and you Google anything you want to know, like yoga, meditation, magical weight loss, Thomas Moon Eagle, Margaret Van Koops, Heather L. Tapia, I'm sure Dawn, you probably have something for Mockingbird Meadows. It is the most amazing space to promote your business. And Thomas, I can watch your videos over and over and over again. And what I love about the ability to convey energy through video is it's like a freeze frame. So imagine your greatest moment of heightened emotion, and that emotion is love. That's my choice anyway. Your heightened emotion is love, and you freeze frame it, and you just do your thing, and you surround yourself with that energetic aura. You can make a lot of difference on the phone, yeah? You can make a lot of difference in a group of people, yeah? But if you videotape it, record it, and freeze frame it, it is never going to die. Energy never dies. So if your intention is to heal people through words, emotions, and video, it happens. And, Thomas, that's what you do for people. So please go to the Thomas Meaningill channel. Magic weight loss. I swear to God, I did lose weight. I need to watch it again. Probably can't listen to you. Manifesting money. You've got a bunch of new stuff. I love what you do. And Margaret,
thanks.
I know you have. Oh, go ahead. I know.
I was just going to say, you know, that when I said earlier on, I have the radio show Journey into an Unknown World. Well, I also have all my videos on YouTube with the same name. So it follows through. If you watch the videos, you can find the radio show and vice versa. So I try and help people around the world for free that way. I'm always looking for sponsors, by the way, because it costs me money. It's not easy. You know, I know everybody's hard up, including me.
Hold on a second. My cat is having a freak-out moment. Something was pounding on the wall. I don't know if she's trying to play, eat something, or she's knocking her head against the wall. Anyway, who has pets? Because, you know, we had that baby conversation. Everybody wants to be a mother. Everybody wants to be a father. No, that's not true. Everybody wants to be the birth of their own reality, their own purpose in life. And that's what this show does. It helps you redefine and help you monetize your passion. That's one of my commitments to the Entrepreneurial Excellence radio show. And so for me to be able to have the gift of bringing in life force energy and surround myself with the beings that support me as a gift. Without these energetic beings that bounce around my house and make a lot of noise, I would not be myself. And, you know, I did know that animals have mourning, they're emotional beings, but this cat I saved was magic. And I want people to understand how they can co-create energy in their life. And so I'm going to teach somebody, I'm going to call the simple, I call it the Magwai, or the Karate Kid. So you smack your hands together, and you rub them together, and you create energy in between them. So for these first-time energy beings that are listening to our show, you just grab your hands, you smack them together, you rub them, and all of a sudden there's energy building up. It's called friction. And then you push your hands really hard together, and you pull them apart, about an inch apart, and then you bounce. You don't touch your hands together, but you bounce. And then you start to feel there is something between your hands that you can't quite identify. And that's energy. That's life force. And you can roll it around. You can pick it up. You can throw it over your head. You can do whatever you want. Well, when you breathe and you take in and you expel your life force with conscious thought, that's meditation. You don't have to sit for hours. You don't have to control anything. You are meditating. I first learned how to meditate through doing trance dance, which for me was what I needed to get to that quiet space. This little kitty that I rescued, her daddy killed himself, and she was stuck in that house for I don't even know how long. I thought it was a boy for a year and a half because I couldn't touch her. And I was like, one day, I'm going to do yoga. So I stood up, I reached my hands up, I reached my hands down, and I heard a meow. And that's how I met my third kitty cat. That is energy, folks. And so if you think you don't affect other people, you think your thoughts do not become reality, make a guess. Try it. Ask for something that you want and ask for the universe to test you so you can test it. And if you're willing and open to co-create your reality, you will get anything and everything you ask for. So, Kathy 855, is there anything you'd like to share about what you've heard today?
I believe that I'm a very powerful creator. I created an amazing job for myself this year that I wanted, and I enjoy it so much and love the people there, and it's just been the best thing for me. And also, excuse me, I've healed my body. I was very ill. So I know I'm a very powerful creator. It's the love thing that I'm working on now to create that wonderful love in my life. And I just am downloading Margaret's meditation right now
that I got from her website.
Yeah, so I'm going to do that. So, yeah, I believe everything that you're saying, Heather. The part of it is knowing that we have it now. You know, it's the I am now. It's not, you know, when this happens or when that happens or I want this. If you say I want, then you're not bringing it into your now time. You're always in the state of wanting. So you have to be in the state of I have it now. And feel it. You have to really feel it.
Yes, that's so true. And one of the things, especially in Japan, when I'm teaching in Japan, you know, they're all taught to not say. They kind of stand and look at you and hope and pray you'll read their mind, you know, and not give you the information. And, you know, when I first went there in 86, they didn't even have the words, I love you, in their dialogue. It was, I honor you. And today I see young couples holding hands and kissing in public over there. I mean, that's a big shift in the way
Dr.
of the
Emoto
nation
had
changed.
That, Margaret?
Yes.
Dr. Emoto.
What? Hello?
I was asking, do you think Dr. Emoto had anything to do with that shift?
Who's Dr. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's messages in the water. Dr. Emoto is a Japanese doctor that understood the principles.
Oh, Enomoto. You're not saying
Enomoto.
It right.
Enomoto, yeah. Okay, Emoto.
I didn't understand what you're talking about. Yeah, there's always in a single carbon, oxygen, vibration, there is sound, there is tone, there is resonation. So we are 70% water, so yes. We do have to be aware of vibration. But there's so much more than that. In all my books, you know, like Breakthrough Therapies, Crystal Acupuncture, and Telegram Therapy, I explain all the
ways. I'm sorry, you said that slower, because I did not catch. What was the name of your book? Say it slower, please.
Oh, I've got so many. Breakthrough Therapies, Crystal Acupuncture, and Telegram Therapy is the theory. And then the book of Crystal Acupuncture and Telegram Therapy Diagrams is how to heal yourself and why you get illnesses and what the emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual connotations are when you manifested it and so on. So hopefully it helps a lot of people. Most of the crystals are in the quartz agate family, so you should be able to buy them locally, or if not, you can get them from me on the website. So tomorrowcenter.com.
I'm
not a good promo person.
Well, spell it again, because I always spell it wrong. How do you spell it?
Well, if I just give you the website, it's www.sumar, S for sugar, U, M for mother, A, R as in Rover, I, S for sugar again, C, E, N, T for Thomas, E, R again, .com. It actually is Latin. It means, Tomorrow's means beneath the sea. And years ago when I created Tomorrow's Center, I thought it was very apropos to the many secrets within us that we don't know, that we have to discover. So I've been using that center now for 40 odd years. Time goes by.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think we have, Thomas, is there anything you want to add? I have to check on our text message listeners, so.
Sure.
Go ahead.
When you were talking about the videos and freezing a moment and time, on the solstice, this past solstice, the winter solstice, I thought, you know, this is a, you know, once in many, 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 many lifetimes opportunity to harness a lot of this transformational energy. And so I very intentionally made a video on the solstice to put out to, and the intent was to be able to capture that energy and have be able to access it whenever he wanted to help create transformation. So that is up there. It's the top one on my channel right now. It's the most recent one. And I really hope people check that out, because I think that would be, you know, just, and I know the Manifesto Money Miracle is the most popular one. but sometimes some of the other more obscure ones can be just as powerful and create a lot of change and growth in a person. So
well,
I really hope people
will
go check it out.
If I could interject here with what you're saying, we all receive energy at the same time, but we're not all necessarily conscious we've received at the same time. So when we watch a video in retrospect, you know, in some part of our brain, we bring up the associations of what we've experienced consciously, and that's why we feel the change at different times. People feel things at different times as they become conscious of the fact that they've already felt it before. It's like, I already knew that, but I didn't know it. You know what I mean? So I'm sure you're doing a lot of good work with the videos. That's going to be very helpful to a lot of people.
I love hearing people's responses to them. They're always...
Mm. Yes,
and I don't know, Margaret,
yeah.
If you've got a channel as well, but I know when I started mine, it took probably at least a year or more to really start getting a lot of views. And and so when you first start, and this goes for anyone who's looking to start a channel, a lot of times it can be like putting little messages in a bottle out to sea, and you don't know if anyone's ever reading the messages. So it's really it's a sort of a long harvest cycle, as it were, to get sort of the response.
It is.
So, but it's worth
it.
Well, I think what's fabulous is Marv and I met, and we are doing video platforms, but Margaret's just breaking into video. Because I know, I mean, for me, I'm a baby in internet, but I do internet promotions. So, Thomas, you've inspired me through your web video channel on YouTube, and the way that you're just like, hey, this is it. You can have it if you like it. Donate, don't donate. And people do donate if you set that intention. And Margaret, you are making some amazing videos. You're bringing it out. And I know you love your radio show. However, I just want to share with you, you are so beautiful in person that the energy that you convey energetically with your total presence supersedes your voice and your radio presence. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I know that, you know, video, you know, for years I was doing everything just by radio. No, so nobody knew what I looked like, you know, and so video is amazing. When you can see
the whole
person.
But I mean you. I'm not talking about the video. I mean you. Your presence
what?
Supersedes the radio show demographic. That is important for you to hear in the moment. That's me being a prosperity advisor, psychic intuitive intuitive business person. It supersedes where you're at, and you're not accentuating that whole perspective of you.
Yeah, you are doing it. As I said with you before, you know, I'm not a promoter. I'm a doer. You know, I see someone crying, I'm going to help them. I see someone trying to sort out an issue, a relationship, I'm going to help them. That's been my entire life and my purpose. And, you know, there are other people I respect who are great artists, they're great promoters, they're great drawers, whatever it is they've got talents. And this is what I was saying earlier on about we need to build a ship where we're all on board and we've all got talents and we respect everyone. And everybody does their job perfectly, and it all fits together like a jigsaw puzzle. And we all get to be known for who we are and what we do. That's my personal dream. At the moment, it seems like I've got 24 hats, and it's exhausting and tiring. And you know,
yes.
But you keep going. You keep going. You know, because you know that's what you do, right? So you know. I just put out occasionally on my show I'd like a sponsor, but I don't know anything about that. I don't know how to raise funds. So anybody who's listening who does know, please contact me.
All right, so let's not get into our inability to co-create what we don't want. Let's get into the ability of co-creating what we do want.
Mm-hmm.
So
what do you want?
In this moment, we're going to – oh, crap, I have to find my book. We are going to talk about inspiring and co-creating our own realities the way that we want them, would like them, and shall have them. So all you have to do, all you listeners out there, oh, here it is set the intention of what you would like to co-create. That means it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it looks like. We're not going to judge it. We're not going to, you know, project anything upon you. This is your life to co-create. And one of my gifts in spirit was this book that I wrote. And as I read it last week, I was totally amazed with what was in it. It's one of those spirit-guided things. And so I'm going to read the Abundance Prayer because I think this is really appropriate for 2013. We can all look at 2011. That is my favorite year, right? My favorite number is 11. And I thought, oh, my God, I'm there. I'm having the best year of my life. Oh, my God, no. It was hard. It hurt. Thomas, you know it hurt. I got to dig up.
Yes.
My dog is poking the hell out right now. She's all over me. So it she's chewing and wailing and all these sponge jobs. It was painful, but that was a gift. And 2012, I was like, holy crap, this has got to be easier than last year. This year, it was easy peasy fun for me. I got to, like, learn about myself, dig into the issues, pull them up, throw them on a wall, and look at them and say, oh, that's where I am. For me, 2012 was identifying past issues, experiencing past lessons, letting them go, and going, you know what? I've kind of done you before, and that's okay, but I'm not going to do you again to people, to issues and all of this. So 2013 is going to be fabulous. So I just want to read what Spirit gave to me. I can't remember when, but this is the Abundance Prayer. Abundance is the perception you have everything you need and that life is an adventure to be enjoyed and cherished, not of hardship. The understanding we are all connected and deserving of greatness. The awareness that love is a state of being. And to vibrate at this frequency opens doors and opportunity to achieve our dreams. The realization we are all one and completely perfect. And our expression of this oneness. It is through this, our uniqueness, we can become whole. By clearing your mind of negative thoughts, by clearing your body of unwanted waste, and by raising your vibration, all things are possible. You choose this time for a reason. Don't you think you should enjoy it always? Love is a state of being. Abundance is a state of being. What do y'all think?
Well, I think it's true. Yeah. You know, the one thing I've been trying to do with Samara's Education Center, which is the original name I had in England, is teach, you know, one-on-one, face-to-face and so on. And with technology and the way things have come, this amazing man came into my life, and this is talking about abundance, you know, you manifest. This amazing man came into my life, and I said to him, I'm looking for someone who would help me to put Samara's Center online. And he just said, oh, I could do that. And I didn't really believe him because so many people in the past have come into my life and said they're going to do something and disappeared. And he actually gave me a wonderful present of a university program, Samara's Education Center, online. So now I'm busy doing videos and recordings, and we've got Psychic Development Level 1 up and Level 2 Part 1 up. It's tomorrowcenter.info, but you can get it through my website as well. But isn't that amazing? That's what I call you about abundance. When people turn up and they are able to integrate with you, share with you, show you a new direction, do something, you do something for them, whatever it is, and go on knowing something positive happened. That's what I want to see happening in 2013 instead of people arguing and competing. And so for me, that was a big light in my life at the end of this year. And I'm hoping that it will go on in many, many people, pay it forward, that we'll all integrate and do something for one another, and we'll all be going, wow, that's what I want to see through 2013.
Margaret, thank you for that message, because
and I'm going to also have to say I've got to leave soon. I've got another appointment.
We've got 3 minutes to go, so you can go anytime you need to.
Yeah, I'm five
give another.
Minutes,
I'm gonna
to.
Totally. What I'm gonna do? This is how Blog Talk Radio works. ASMA, awesome. Which I spell wrong all the time. Awesome. So I'm gonna click paste on your Facebook page the download of the show. You can share it anywhere you want. It's gonna be on Entrepreneurial Excellence fan page forever. I might put it on my website if I remember. I'm still trying to promote International Women's Day, which is March 8th. Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But, Margaret, I am super grateful that you're here. And what you just said, I can't let go of, because I've seen your evolution. I know I only met you, like, what, six months ago. But you were so afraid to do video. And then we did that video thing, and you're doing video. You're, like, out there. And you inspire me. I mean,
well,
today
actually,
is
I've
your
been
day.
Doing... Yeah, I'd been doing video, but it was the new program, Talk. What is it? I haven't
Talk
learned.
Fusion. Talk Fusion.
Fusion.
No, it's not
yeah.
about that. It's about you evolving and stepping out of your comfort zone. She was so cute. She's like, what kind of radio is this? Do I have to put my face on? I'm like, no, you just call in. This is the best kind of freaking radio.
Well,
you
know, you
don't have to be on camera.
You know, whether it's a show.
I'm
going to
say I'm in my
video.
Underwear. My dogs are running around.
Yeah.
I don't care
but,
what you look
you
like.
Know,
it's radio, okay?
Yeah.
Shoot,
well,
I got
when you
for
when
this.
You have to put your makeup on and dull up, you know, it's a lot of hassle.
All right, we have to do it. I've got 90 seconds. I'm going to close out, and everything's going to still record so everybody can stay on the line. My dogs are leaving. Thank God for the parts outside. Oh, my God, you know, gas is a powerful system. But hello, it's radio. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the January 2nd, 2013 prediction show with Dr. Margaret Van Koops.
It's actually
She's
Margaret
amazing.
Rogers
We've
Van
got,
Koops.
Huh?
Margaret
Rogers Van,
Rogers
Koops.
Van Koops. Yeah, big difference.
Margaret
Van Koops is my mother-in-law.
Oh, goodness gracious. So we got the Roger in the house. And thank you, Thomas Moon Eagle. We've got Kathy. We've got Dawn. We got so much fun going on in this house. And I'm so appreciative to all of you for tapping in with Dr. Margaret Rogers Van Koops.
Thank you.
Steve is an amazing husband, FYI. Hope he's feeling well. They live west where I'm visiting. because we're going to do a beautiful Women's Day event out there in Lake Havasu. Tune in every Wednesday at 2 o'clock. Love you. Grateful so much. Thank you for tuning in. And so for the rest of y'all, folks, you know, give a shout out. We're still recording. When they download it, they'll still hear it. I have to just let the dogs out. So who wants to talk next?
I just wanted to say, this is Kathy. Thank you so much for allowing me to be a part of your program today. It was very interesting. I really enjoyed everyone. Thank you.
Yeah, me too. Thank you. Thank you for providing a format for Soul to Speak. Appreciate it. I want to say goodbye to everyone and thank you. Hope I'll hear from you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Margaret. Bye-bye, Kathy. Margaret. You can tune in any Wednesday, and we appreciate you. You know, you can get a hold of Margaret. You can get a hold of us. You can shout out anytime. I'm always looking for people to interview. So if you have a message, you just let me know. Go to the fan page, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show on Facebook. Say like, send us a message. You know, click and like and share Margaret's stuff, Thomas's stuff, John's stuff. I mean, this has been a really fabulous show. Last week was amazing. This week is even better. So I appreciate you all. And anyone else want to shout out?
I will.
Thanks for having me, Heather.
It was
fun.
Okay. Hi, this is Thomas. I just wanted to, you know, give a little shout out and let everybody know that I have adjusted, I have revamped my Year of Transformation premium service for 2013. And I've changed it and I've actually made it more affordable for people. So if you checked it out before, definitely check it out now because it's much more affordable and it's just has happened and come about that I have, through practice, gotten quicker with sessions and I've been able to get in-depth in a much shorter span of time, so I've been able to lower the price significantly. So it's about
50%. And Thomas, we need to do a radio show next week for that because without you, I would not be where I am. Manunaki, say why. Don and I are like, I'm like, Don, I wanted to drive to Kentucky so bad last year. Like, I have to transition before the new year. I have to. She's like, I want to, too. I'm like, freaking snow. I'm like, we knew we weren't going to do it. And I know you can't remote Manunaki. Can you? Can you remote Manunaki?
I suppose anything's possible, but For ceremonial stuff.
Purposes, yeah.
I prefer to be in person. And there's just certain things. It's sort of like I can do readings remotely, but I choose not to most of the time. Because I enjoy the in-person sort of thing. And I've never learned how to do remote Munaiki. And I like to be there.
I don't even know
if
that's possible. I totally made it up as I said it because – not that you're far, far away, but we just want it. We want it so bad. Like, I'm ready for the next symbols. I have learned so much.
Right. Yeah,
I've learned so much. I've grown so much. You've known me for many years. Have I ever been this centered, connected, and coherent in your experience of me?
I see your energy reaching further down into the earth than it has. Which is good.
And I don't know if that sound was appropriate, but they told me five times I was supposed to open the show that way, and I forgot. So I had to do my sound.
A lot of people will, you know, the focus on the lower chakras. And it's not, you know, in our society, we tend to live in our heads. And then when we focus on the lower chakras, it's generally almost in an addictive way. But the focus of the lower chakras in a loving and balanced and integrated way is extremely powerful and has to happen before we can truly, you know, blossom and bring forth our more subtle gifts and abilities and to have that sort of otherworldly support feel more tangible and accessible. I'm a real strong advocate of working with the root chakra, with the sacral chakra. And uh, I've I've got friends, people who are in the tantric tradition, and it's, you know, people have a misconception about what that is.
No, I understand what you're saying. I totally get that.
And it's basically making everything sacred, but they do a lot of focus and healing work on those first two chakras, because a lot of our wound, you know, deep wounds, particularly in the second chakra, because we hold a lot of shame there in our society.
Oh, my God,
and,
yes. I call that the fear belt. I call that, that's where your organs are, your reproductive organs. That's where your fear of your parents, your judgment to yourself, your judgment to your parents, and judgment to the parents' judgment for that. All there
yeah,
in that second chakra.
Yeah, the shame is really big, and the guilt. You know, our primal fears are down in the root chakra. Because that's, you know, you, if the root chakra breaks, we can't really sustain our physical self. So one of the things I'm offering on the 11th of January, it's a free teleconference, is something new that I've been working on for the past, I guess, 2 months, is a teleconference to help remove religious blocks from the deep self. And I've done a lot of work on that. I've done at least 8 shamanic journeys, and I have at least probably 2 more to do before then, and I'll have ceremony to do the week leading up to. So I'll put up all that information. There's an event page on Facebook for it right now, and I'll add the numbers for the different countries for the call-in. But that's going to be a free event, which will be recorded, and then the recording will go on my website as a purchasable digital download. But there's just, you know, so much work to be done in, you know, just healing and bringing forth and being okay if we are, because that's, you know, there's, we're okay. You know,
there's
even when we're
needing for that understanding, this like there's no way to really grasp that until you get it. And I know that's been part of my struggle, because your parents put that crap on you, your sisters, your brothers, your other people you don't even know you have. And all
of
a sudden,
your teachers, your everything.
Right. Well, see, this is why Margaret was so instrumental in my, what's the word, evolution, ascension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had 3 core issues, and one of those issues was, why did my family leave me? Why do I feel like I have no blood family left? And she said, without them being gone, you could not appreciate the struggle that you are in standing your own 2 feet. And it is so true. They codependent the crap out of me. And I was like, oh, my God, I've had to, like, my freaking gutter fell off yesterday. I have 22 feet of gutter I got to figure out. I normally, like, well, not lately, but before my mom died, my parents left, like 6 years ago, would have been like, yo, Dad, what do I got to do? He'd be like, let me call somebody and fix it. It's just going to sit there until it melts, because there are bricks of ice in every circumference of that tubule. So it's just, you know, that is codependence. I got to figure it out. It's all about me. And that's part of the growth process. So
I would add, all the different callers and people listening into the call, as you begin your journeys of co-creation, or I should say conscious co-creation, because you've been creating all along, you just might not have been as aware of it. I would add, as you're sending your intention out there, to also add the intention that this comes to me in the gentlest and most loving way possible. And then, you know, no matter how it shows up, just know that that is the most gentlest and loving way it could possibly show up for you. And
well, it's kind of funny because I stayed home for New Year's Eve. I was like, I ain't going out. I went out Sunday. Everything was cool. So I'm like, cool. I'm cool with myself. I'm going to stay home. I know it's going to snow. And to walk out to that splat, I'm like, wow. Yeah, tell me about gentle. That's like in your face. Here it goes. But that's how spirit talks to me, like, in my face. But it's still kind of funny, like, what happened? What is that?
I don't know about you, but I usually get little subtle things that I sometimes miss. And then something slightly more obvious, and I might still miss that. And then perhaps I might have something that, you know, just stops me in my tracks. And, you know, some of it's by being in a rush or being getting what I do a lot is tunnel vision. You know, I have an idea and I'm running with it, and I'm not, you know, and, you know, I'm going with it, and I'm not looking outside of that vision. And I'm thinking, you know, if there was something I could do, and I've gotten better at this, not that I need to be better, but just for my own, you know, so that I can have more fun, joyful adventures instead of like, which then later I laugh about. But to have an adventure where I laugh.
I think it's probably putting it right in your path, because it is literally, I cannot walk out my door.
Right, right. As I said, you know, I would, you know, people
confronted
tell me,
with my gutter.
Right. You know, people I've heard, you know, oh, I don't want any more drama. I don't want any drama. And I usually, you know, it's funny because usually the people who say it are the most dramatic people. And so what I have said to the universe is, I would like more comedy in my life. And so when I'm doing my best to be more flexible and not to be, you know, to have goals, to have, you know, objectives, but be a little bit looser about the path to get there. And if something better comes along, to maybe be just a little bit more flexible to change to and pursue that instead. And the more flexible you can be while keeping true to what your heart is aligned with, and that's the key, you know, it's like, no, don't flex off of that. Be true to your alignment. Flex in what you think will get you there. Be flexible in what you think you need to get there, or what you think you have to have to attain this or to be this or that. The more flexible you are, the more room the universe has to work with you in a gentle and loving way. So sometimes some people will say, I said it the most gentle and loving way, and look what happened. I'm like, well, that apparently was the most gentle and loving way. So what
sometimes
can you do?
Sometimes it's smacked in the face. Sometimes it just is.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sometimes it's tough love. But I really truly believe that the more flexible you are and the more aware you are, the more opportunities growth has to show up in a fun way. In a just an expansive, loving way. Will all of them show up that way? No. But, you know, it's nice to have a greater percentage of them show up that way. Because we're all going to experience loss in this life. People that we love who have died or have left a relationship, that happens. And there's nothing you nor I can do about that, because we agreed to play this game when we came into being in this world. But there's a lot of leeway in between there. So.
Okay, so my 22, almost, I mean my 21, pretty much looking 22 kitty cat, is curled up like a, oh my God, what do you call those little things? A potato bug or an inchworm. And I know she's got a cross, and I am so tired of that demographic, which is why she's still here, alive. 22 years old, that's a fucking old cat, right? And she's in a new space, she's working it out, and, you know, I have to let go of some of the stuff that's in front of me. Hello, gutters falling off my house. So exactly what you're talking about, I am just going to acknowledge on this tele radio broadcast, she's on my, I got my pups around me. I've been watching a lot of British TV, have you noticed? And we're going to chat off, and thomasmooneagle.com is the best gift you could give yourself. Thank you so much for listening to the Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show. Heather L. Tapia, Prosperity Advisor, Sound Healer, blah, 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 SEO, blah, 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 Business Consultant. I do a lot of things, and I help a lot of people, and that's my gift. And my biggest endeavor, my biggest new project, is International Women's Day. So, Thomas, if you could give a energetic boost to this event, I so appreciate it. Nora can stop. I so appreciate it because, you know, this is one of my fear factors. I was going to, like, let myself down again, and I'm not doing it. This is what I'm meant to do. I'm going to help people internationally claim their purpose. Bam. So here we are, International Women's Day, Columbus, Ohio. It's going to be awesome. I am. The ladies of Longford are going to play the most amazing women's Irish group. Oh, my God, I'm, like, peeing myself. I have hula dancers. I have the All-Star Jammers. I have so much going on for this event to empower women, people, and the universe. I can't even stand it. So it's going to pop off. It's going to be great. Yeah?
Yes.
You just saying yes, or do you think so?
Are you asking me or telling me?
I'm asking. I was telling you, now I'm asking you. I'm asking you now. You think so?
Do you think so? You know, I've always said that the most powerful thing you can do is just decide something. So I would just say decide that it's going to be exactly what you need it to be.
Oh, my goodness. My head is bigger than my vision, you know. So
well,
it's going to pop off. It's going to be awesome. We're going to have a good time.
You know, just put it out there that it can, you know, as wonderful as I intend, and even more than I can conceive. So, or put in the intention that not limited to what I can conceive,
okay. But
let it be what it needs to be to bring forth a greater purpose. So.
It is so doing that. I mean, I've had a lot of, like, people like, what? Only the people that come in and say, I want money for it. Like, I'm a low charity event. I have people needing support. My goal is to offer them support. They are hurting so much. And don't block their prosperity by being a greedy person. That's all I got to say to the universe. Bam. I'm not greedy. I got it. Well, if I say it, I must be. Or no. No, I'm just saying it. I'm acknowledging the people that keep coming in and going out. Bam, bye-bye. So we are in a new year, 2013. Welcome, welcome, welcome to your new beginnings year, as I like to call it. This is Heather L. Tapia, Entrepreneurial Excellence Radio Show, with my co-host, Thomas Moon Eagle of thomasmooneagle.com. With his new transformational year, if you want to change your life, your body, and your belief system, this is how you're going to do it, folks. www.thomasmooneagle.com.
All right.
Tuning
out. Blessing.
Heather, send blessings. Talk to y'all soon. Take care. Thank you for tuning in.
Bye-bye.